Hi, I'm Katie Souza, and you're watching Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. Are you sweating your brains out and starving yourself to death in order to lose weight? Diet and exercise are good, but there are also supernatural powers from God that can bring you breakthrough in the areas of weight loss and overeating. Grace is one of those powers. Today, I'm going to tell you a story about a time when I was gaining weight, even though I was exercising and eating right. I couldn't figure out why it was happening, and I was getting very frustrated. Then one night, God instructed me to just listen to scriptures on grace, and that's when I got a breakthrough. Not only did the weight gain stop, but grace also caused me to lose all those pounds within a week. How is that possible? I'm gonna show you how today. I didn't always look like this, amen? And I didn't always feel like this. Okay, I've had a problem my entire life. I always ate too much food. I was never satisfied no matter what I ate, okay? I always ate super fast. And it started from when I was a child, from when I was a little kid. I can remember for my 10th birthday, my mom, she made me my birthday meal, right? She got me a porterhouse steak. It's like one of those big ones that doesn't fit on a plate. You have to have a platter. And she got the biggest baked potato she could find. Then she got a half a gallon of vanilla ice cream. She just left it in the carton, opened it up, and then surrounded it by half a dozen of those really big vanilla glazed donuts. I ate every bite of that on my own at super high speed, right? That was me from a little kid. The more you start to understand about grace and how it keeps your soul, strengthens your soul, increases your soul, causes your soul to be controlled by Christian virtues, and the more you position yourself to receive grace in your life, the more physical miracles you'll have in your body too. Okay? Did you hear what I said? The more grace comes in, remember, grace is a holy influence that keeps the soul, strengthens the soul, increases the soul, okay? The more you receive that grace, that free, unmerited, unearned, undeserved grace into your soul, the more it will heal your soul, right? And then the more you'll have physical miracles out here, okay? Does that say that in the Bible? Yep. Acts 6:8, this is just one example, there are others. It's talking about Stephen. Remember Stephen? It says Stephen was full of grace. Everybody say full of grace. He was full of grace and power, and he worked great wonders, signs, and miracles among the people. There's no coincidence that the Bible says that Stephen was full of grace, and then he also, connected to that, worked signs, wonders, and miracles. Amen? Now I thought, what does that mean, God? So here's Stephen. He's full of grace, and man, he's working it. He's gotten miracles going on, all kinds of crazy, amazing signs and wonders happening, and it's because he's full of grace. What does that mean, God? So I actually went and looked it up. I looked up the word full. What does it mean to be full of grace? You are not going to believe what the word full means there. You ready for it? Listen to this. To be thoroughly permeated in the soul. Did you hear that? Stephen must have known about grace so much. He must have had his faith high for grace so much that he was full of grace. Literally, grace had come into his soul and was keeping his soul, strengthening his soul, increasing his soul, causing his soul to be controlled by Christian virtues. His soul was full of a power called grace. He was full means to be thoroughly permeated in the soul. He was thoroughly permeated in his soul with this power of grace. And because he was, he had signs, wonders, and miracles happening in his life all the time. Do you get it? Wow. Oh. As I read this, I read my own preaching. I went, I want more of that, Kate. Yeah, amen, Kate. Good word, Kate. Amen. I'm going to do that too, Kate. I have put my expectation high for grace in my life. Amen.
for grace, grace, grace in my life. So how do we appropriate? How do we do it? I mean, do we just sit there and go, I believe, ching. I believe, ching. Well, faith is actually a big part of it. But we need to put our focus on something so that we can receive the fullness of the gift that God has already given us. See, it is through our faith that we receive grace. That's what Ephesians 2 says about our salvation, right? That it's through grace. It's by grace through faith that we are saved. So our faith, when faith is released and faith rises up in us, it actually releases the power of grace. Okay, so how do you have more faith so you can have even more grace? You can grow your faith. Did you know you can grow your faith? What does it say? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word, right? So what happens when we hear a word about grace, like this preach right here, you're hearing a word about grace, do you feel your faith rising for more grace as you heard the preach? Because the truth of the scripture is happening right now. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. As you've been hearing me preach the word, your faith has grown up. And little did you even realize that as you sat here right now and you heard the word being preached, that your faith grew and grace is being released in you right now. Right now. Right now. It's going into your soul. It's keeping your soul. It's strengthening your soul. It's increasing your soul. It's causing your soul to be controlled by Christian virtues just by you hearing the word about grace. Amen? Go home. Watch other preachers who preach a balanced doctrine about grace. As you listen to it, your faith will grow up some more to receive even more grace. And automatically, as that faith rises up in you from you hearing the word, then grace will be released even more. More waves of grace. And where do they go? Bam! They go right in here, baby. They go right into your soul. Amen? Go home and get your Bible out. Look up every scripture with the word grace in it. Amen? And read it. And read it. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word. As you hear the word of grace, as you read it and you meditate on it and you listen to it and you speak it out, your faith is going to rise and rise and rise. And every time, every moment that your faith is increasing, more grace is coming. More grace and more grace. Until finally, as you saturate yourself with the word of grace, you'll become like Stephen, full of grace. Your soul will be completely permeated with grace, and you'll start to see physical miracles happening in your body, just like he did. It says he was full of grace, and he's had signs and wonders and miracles happening all the time in his ministry. Amen? Woo! You know, sometimes I'll just like use grace like a dagger to stab at my issue. You know that scripture, you know, right? In Hebrews 4, what does it say? The word of God, right? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. The word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword, penetrating even to the dividing of the soul and the spirit. The grace word is like a dagger. You pick it up, you begin to decree it, you begin to read it, you begin to meditate on it, and what it'll do, it'll go boom. It'll go right into your belly and separate soul from spirit. It'll start judging, delivering and healing the things in your soul that are causing that problem in the first place. Use grace like that double-edged dagger, amen, the word of grace. Do you know in the Old Testament that there was a man, a king named Eglon, king of Moab, and the Bible says he was grossly fat. He was a very, very overweight king. And there was an Israelite man named Ehud, he was a Benjamite, that fashioned a double-edged dagger and used it to kill this fat king. It says that in order to get into the king's presence, he brought him a big gift of food. I suppose that's what you'd bring if you wanted to go visit a guy that really liked food, right? Bring him a big gift of food. So he went in, he said, here's this gift I brought for you, and I've got a word from the Lord for you. And he said, but I have to give it to you in private. So he sent out all his servants, and then here's Ehud with his double-edged dagger hid underneath his robe. He walks up to the king. He goes, here's the word of the Lord for you, the word of the Lord. And he pulled out that word. Remember, the word is like a double-edged sword, amen? And it said he stabbed him right in the belly. And this fat king, it says all the fat and all the you know what came out of that king when he stabbed him right in the belly. Do you know the word belly there means the soul? He killed that fat king by stabbing him in the belly with the word. He stabbed him in the belly with the word, the double-edged dagger, and all the fat and everything else came out. He stuck him right in the soul, the root of the problem. That's what you're going to do. Amen? There are demonic powers, fat kings in the demonic realm that are over your soul, and they're causing you to gain weight. But you're going to take that double-edged sword of God, the word of God, that grace word, and you're going to stab it right in the belly, and it's going to separate soul from spirit. It's going to judge that stuff in your soul, and it's going to keep your soul. It's going to strengthen your soul. It's going to increase your soul. It's going to cause your soul to be healed. Amen?
Part of your generous gift today helps Katie minister to prisoners everywhere. As a thank you, Katie will send you this offer, which includes soul food, real keys to supernatural weight loss.
I struggled with lifelong food issues. I went through the whole diet and exercise routine, and the weight that I had just wouldn't come off. Then God showed me that all my problems with food were coming from the wounds in my soul. I was using food to comfort my wounded soul. But once I got my soul healed, I finally got control over my eating, and I supernaturally lost weight. And believe it or not, it can happen to you too.
Soul Food addresses the root causes of weight gain and food addiction that originate in the soul. Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895, or go online to katiesouza.tv with your generous gift of $50 or more. Katie will not only send you her Soul Food teaching and soak, but you'll also receive her powerful book, Soul Decrees.
Now, people are always asking me, how do I get my soul healed? Well, one of the best ways is by decreeing specific soul scriptures over yourself. Now, to help you, I've compiled those same scriptures that I use in this little book, Soul Decrees, so that you'll have a great tool to get your soul healed.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895, or go online to katiesouza.tv.
I just went through, like, not too long ago at all, I had a moment. I was doing really great. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, I started gaining pounds. I was gaining a pound every day or two. And I was eating less. And I was exercising. But I just kept on going up and up and up and up on the scale. And when I reached like 10 pounds in like a week or two, I was like, oh, something's going on here. I ain't even eating. There is something going on, God. What is it? So I went to bed, and I actually made myself this really cool disc. I recorded all the grace scriptures, and I put a little music underneath it, and I made myself a little soaking disc, and I turned it on, and I started soaking to this grace disc and just listening to the grace scriptures. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. So as I'm listening to them, as I'm going to bed, my faith is rising to get more grace, right? And that grace was becoming the double-edged sword that would divide soul from spirit. So I'm listening to it, and I'm receiving all this power. My faith is rising, and grace is being released, and it's going in here, and it's keeping my soul and strengthening my soul and increasing my soul. And I'm listening to it while I'm about to go to bed, and all of a sudden, fall asleep. And I have a dream. I have a dream. There's this big, fat, plump spider in my house, black widow spider, and I'm trying to drive it out of my house with this water pipe, and I'm trying to squirt it to go out of the house, but it keeps on getting away from me. And so I finally reach in, and I pulled out a dagger. Remember, I was listening to the grace scriptures. I pulled out a dagger, and I went and I started to stab that fat thing, and every time I did, it got smaller and smaller and smaller until finally it was dead. I woke up the next day, stopped gaining weight, and lost the weight within 2 weeks without exercising or dieting. Grace did it. I was listening to the word of God. Remember, Hebrews says the word that God speaks is alive and active like a double-edged dagger, separating soul from spirit. I was listening to the word of God. I was listening to the word of grace. And the grace, as my faith rised up to receive it, was actually releasing grace into my soul. And whatever it was that was causing that to happen to me, got healed. Amen? It got healed. I believe that's what's going to happen to you. Amen? How many of you are tired of working for it and you just need some grace? Amen. Okay, we're going to activate into this. I want you to sit. I'm going to decree some grace scriptures over you. And as you hear the word, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word, right? You're going to start rising up. Your faith is going to start rising up to receive grace. And know that at that exact moment, grace is being released. Amen? It's flowing into your soul. And it's going to start causing your soul to be thoroughly permeated with grace. So you can be like Stephen, full of grace, and then you can have miracles in your physical body. Amen? So just close your eyes and just receive right now as I pray over you. I decree right now that the power of grace is free, unmerited, unearned, undeserved, and that you received it in your salvation through your faith. So you already have it. It's already there. It's already working for you. And there's nothing more you can do right now but just receive it. And I decree this grace is going to keep your soul, strengthen your soul, increase your soul, and cause your soul to be controlled by Christian virtues. It's keeping your soul right now. It's strengthening your soul right now. It's increasing your soul right now. Grace is causing your soul to be controlled by Christian virtues right now, by you just your faith to receive it. I decree you're going to become full of grace like Stephen. You're going to be thoroughly permeated in your soul with this free, undeserved power called grace. And you're going to see miracles, signs and wonders because of it. You're under covenant with God. There's no way you can't be receiving grace right now. You are in covenant with Jesus Christ. It was by grace through faith you were saved, and you stepped into a covenant of grace. And nothing can break that covenant. There is nothing that can take this grace power away from you right now. Nothing. Nothing. No demon in hell, no sin, no nothing you could have ever done or not done could steal this covenant of grace from you. And I decree every time you had a slip, a lapse, a sin, or a fall by eating too much or falling into an addiction or a sin, that you are now being cleansed and healed and washed by grace. For where sin abounds, grace abounds, surpasses and increases and even superabounds. I decree every time you ate too fast, grace is washing it away right now. Every time you ate too much, grace is healing you of that right now. Every time you took that addiction into your body, grace is there right now, super abounding that sin, increasing, going over that sin and super abounding more than the sin could ever be. Receive it. It's free. unearned, unmerited. Whether you sense it or not, it's moving right now, wiping out every sin, penetrating into your soul right now. I decree sin will not even have dominion over you. Romans 6:14 says, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace." I decree you are under grace. Grace is healing your soul, so you will not sin. Sin will not have dominion over you, because you will not desire to sin anymore. Grace is healing that area where you have been controlled in your soul. I decree it right now. Grace flowing in to that place where you have been controlled in your soul. That wounded area that's caused you to have an appetite for stuff that you shouldn't have. Grace is going to that place. Maybe you're always angry. You can't stop being angry. Grace is going to that place. Maybe you're always fearful and you can't stop. You're consumed by fear. Grace is going to keep your soul, strengthen your soul in that area. Maybe you're always offended and you can't stop being offended. Grace is going there to cause your soul to be controlled by Christian virtues. You are under grace and not under the law, and sin shall not have dominion over you. You are full of grace. Full of grace right now. Full of grace. Every good and perfect gift. God's showing you gift heaped upon gift, spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing because of grace. Because of grace. Right now in Jesus' name. And I decree every time you cross the line from a grace move to a works mentality, you're being healed of that right now in Jesus' name. I ask that the Holy Spirit would give you discernment to show when you've gone from Holy Spirit-inspired instruction to a work that was dry and had no oil on it and no grace. And God would show you when you cross that line so you would never cross it again. I decree all your promises are going to happen as an act of grace through faith. Right now, just meditate on the promise God has given you and just say, "I believe it, God. I believe my promise is coming to pass because of grace through my faith. I receive the inheritance of my promises because of grace right now. Thank you, Jesus, now, Jesus, now, Jesus, now, Jesus, now, Jesus, now, Jesus, thank you, Jesus." Just start saying to yourself, "I'm full of grace. I'm full of grace." Just start saying, "Grace, fill my soul right now. Fill my soul right now. Cause my soul to be kept, strengthened, increased, and controlled by Christian virtues." Remember, it's free. It's unearned, undeserved. I don't have to work for it. I just have to believe.
Part of your generous gift today helps Katie minister to prisoners everywhere. As a thank you, Katie will send you this offer, which includes Soul Food, Real Keys to Supernatural Weight Loss.
I struggled with lifelong food issues. I went through the whole diet and exercise routine, and the weight that I had just wouldn't come off.
Then God showed me that all my problems with food were coming from the wounds in my soul. I was using food to comfort my wounded soul. But once I got my soul healed, I finally got control over my eating, and I supernaturally lost weight. And believe it or not, it can happen to you too.
Soul Food addresses the root causes of weight gain and food addiction that originate in the soul. Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895, or go online to katiesouza.tv with your generous gift of $50 or more. Katie will not only send you her Soul Food teaching and soak, but you'll also receive her powerful book, Soul Decrees.
Now, people are always asking me, how do I get my soul healed? Well, one of the best ways is by decreeing specific soul scriptures over yourself. Now, to help you, I've compiled those same scriptures that I use in this little book, Soul Decrees, so that you'll have a great tool to get your soul healed.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895, or go online to katiesouza.tv.
People often come up to me and ask why I spend so much time and money to go into prisons. Well, it's simple. I had countless arrests myself and spent years in federal prison. I've seen firsthand inmates that are real people that society has forgotten. We as Christians have forgotten to love them. When we go into prisons, we see incredible miracles, like the young man who was hit in the eye with a bat and it caused his retina to detach. It left a large scar, leaving him almost totally blind. During the meeting that he did not want to attend, God caused the scar to disappear. After he could see, he was totally in. Our prisons are full of people who have gone through horrific things. They're broken, abandoned, and alone. 90% of them are suffering from some sort of sickness or mental illness, and many are serving a lot of time without hope. If God is pouring out extravagant miracles and hope to those in prison, how can we not show them this same love? Join me next week as we start a whole new series. See you then.